Blog Talk Radio.
Blah, 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 blah. Wow, from
you're on the air.
I already said the whole thing.
I forgot the cue. There you go.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. That's Steve Andre.
Hey, how you doing? How are you?
All right, well, let's get these out of the way. Sorry, next week. Tsunami's going on to 4:30 again. Okay, so. Here's the schedule starting next week. That's August 24th. Gonna have an interesting show. 11 p.m. Phil Reagan Marsh in here. 11:30 p.m. the Gem Block. At noon. At midnight. That's the new show. Dr. Stu. At 12:30 is Fire Force. At 1 is Food Wars. So can't get no salads. At 1:30 it's Black Clover. At 2 it's Boruto Naruto Explorations. At 2:30 it's Shibuya. At 3 it's also Gundam the Origin. At 3:30 it's Gundam 3:35. And at 4 it's My Hero Academia.
Wow.
So now, let's get to the previews, which thankfully don't have any texts for most of them. So let's do it. Preview time.
Okay.
I'm Dragon Ball Super. They seem mean trash is short. Johan Glash Sam. Han Genlock, she feels the impact of absence. The recruit and the recruits are introduced to the Genlock Mecha. The hero and the princess. A little town with a third, part 10.
Wow. Okay,
let's start it again. How do Lupin the Third Part 5? Lupin confronts Albert and discovers the horrifying truth about Jose's plot. On Food Wars, Vekka no Soma, Ikihira Soma must transform his cheap ingredients to defeat the meat master, Mito Igumi. Black Clover, after the Ark Powers, who exerts struggles in the fight against the Langrish. On Boruto Naruto Next Generation, the Byakuya gang becomes more active in the Hidden Leaf band. Shikadai forms the band of the young man. On the British Opinion, the allied Shinobi forces, commando unit, engages with the Akatsuki in the first wave of battle. On almost done them at Leo. Oh, come on. Gundam, the origin, Advent, the Red Comet, encounter with Lala. That was worth it. And on My Hero Academia, it loads. On My Hero Academia, while the big villains plot their next steps, the students are taught by the big three.
Uh-huh.
That's your Toonami preview for the week. Now to Steve.
Okay, thanks very much. And, let's see what's happening in the realm of little pro wrestling news before we get to some sort of unusual news that we picked up along the way. Looks like the Monday Night Wars are dead. All hail the Wednesday Night Wars. That's right. There could be a possible Wednesday Night War starting up on two cable networks. We'll explain that. PWI Insider, there's been a pitch over the last 48 hours to have the WWE NXT series move to Wednesday nights on the USA Network. The show would air from 8 to 10 p.m., putting it head-to-head with AEW's new weekly TNT series. The report stated that NXT would begin airing on USA the same night as AEW premieres on NXT, Wednesday, October 2nd. It was also noted that the idea is that the series would graduate to a weekly live two-hour show from Full Sail Campus, Full Sail Live on the campus of Full Sail University in Winter Park, Florida. In an update, word now is that NXT could premiere on the USA Network before October 2nd. Please note, take with a grain of little kosher salt. Dave Meltzer noted on Wrestling Observer Radio that Vincent Kennedy McMahon is looking to, quote, get the jump, which means NXT would premiere before AEW on TNT. Now, it was also reported that WWE officials had discussed airing NXT live each week from Full Sail, but they have also discussed going live every other week like, well, Impact was going to. We noted how there have been talks of NXT airing on Fox Sports 1 each Wednesday night to go along with SmackDown moving to Fox on Friday, October 4th. Apparently, one of the issues with NXT airing on FS1 was the boys and girls of the Big East basketball conference, well, that wasn't exactly going to happen. See, the 2018-2019 season runs from December to March, and FS1 airs more than 100 games, including all 90 regular season games. There's no word yet on if there would be a similar issue with the USA schedule, but it doesn't look to be a problem. It was noted on Observer Radio that the USA Network is in more homes than FS1 and in a higher-rated cable channels. USA currently reaches 91 million homes in the U.S., while FS1 is available in around 85 million homes. One advantage of airing NXT on FS1 would be the heavy promotion from the big rock daddy Fox. We know that Fox, which is in its second year of being an independent broadcaster, and by that, they have no parent, no studio parent, I should say. We know that Fox is committed to very heavy promotion for WWE once SmackDown premieres in October, but it is possible they would cut back on that promotion if USA is airing 2 to 3 weekly live in-ring shows WWE has. FS1 would still air the weekly WWE in-studio show on Tuesday nights. Meltzer noted that as a big plus for WWE taking NXT to USA was that WWE fans are already very familiar with watching the product on USA. As noted, USA previously aired a special NXT episode on Wednesday, December 13th, 2017, as part of their WWE Week programming. That show drew about 841,000 viewers. Now, there's no word yet on what NXT on cable would mean for a WWE Network lineup. A third hour each week of the WWE Network seems unlikely, as that could hurt the product, but dropping the exclusive show could upset some of the WWE Network subscribers. Many international viewers rely on the WWE Network to get their weekly NXT viewing, and WWE still airs the show internationally with TV providers such as OSN in the Middle East, Sky Italia in Italy, J Sports in Japan, Viva Sports in Mexico, Fox Sports Latino America and Latin America. Fox Asia in the Philippines and Sony 10 in India, among others. NXT taped another round of TV episodes on Thursday at Full Sail, which should carry them to the September 11th airing. They have a set of sold-out back-to-back TV tapings scheduled for mid-September, but they can cancel the second night and use the first night to tape them up to the live USA Network premiere. An announcement on the future of NXT is expected very soon, as we're already under 2 months away from what could be the kickoff to the WWE versus AEW Wednesday Night Wars. There's no official confirmation that NXT is headed to the USA or FS1, but multiple sources are reporting that everything is in play. Meltzer pointed to how the TV industry usually moves at a slow pace when making decisions and major moves like this, but things would have to move fairly fast as we get close to the 1st of October. It should be also noted that AEW has signed an agreement to air on Britain's most powerful network, ITV. So there you go on that level. We continue on. By the way, the spoilers for NXT. I don't know, but we'll go for some spoilers, folks. Let's go for spoilers from the Impact Wrestling TV tapings from Mexico City. Let's see what happens. We have the results from the tapings of August 16th from Mexico City. Moose defeated Cousin Jake. Fabi Apache defeated Alicia Edwards. Tessa Blanchard, Tommy Dreamer, RVD, and Rhino defeated Sammy Callahan, Jake Chris, Dave Chris, and Madman Fulton. Willie Mack and Rich Swann defeated LAX. Post-match, Locker Room came out to ring for a send-off celebration for LAX. Knockouts champion Talia Valkyrie defeated Big Mommy. Post-match, Tennille Dashwood ran in and went after Valkyrie and John E. Bravo.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, wrong John. Wrong Mr. Bravo.
Well, that's okay. Just glad to be mentioned.
Michael Elgin defeated Dynastia. Jessica Havoc defeated Sue Young in an ODQ match. Maabale Shera defeated Cody Deaner. Ace Austin defeated Eddie Edwards. Jordan Grace and Cheek Tormenta versus Kira Hogan and Vanilla Vargas turned into a six-woman match when Madison Rayne and Rosemary got involved. Thus, Rosemary, Jordan Grace, and Cheek Tormenta defeated Madison Rayne, Kira Hogan, and Vanilla Vargas. Simple, wasn't that? Zachary Wentz, Desmond Xavier, and Trey Miguel defeated Australian Suicide, Toxin, and Ares. Make up your own joke. TJP defeated Golden Magic, and Dr. Wagner Jr. defeated Texano Jr. There you go, right there. Of course, you can watch Impact Wrestling on the Pursuit Network and Twitch on Friday nights when life is a cabaret, I guess, before they disappear into another vast emptiness. Let's give you a look at Ring of Honor. Yeah, let's give you a look at Ring of Honor. Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Soldiers of Savagery took on Hyena Hex and Geddy Calhoun. Soldiers of Savagery won that match. Villain Enterprises, Flip Gordon, Marty Scurll, PCO, and Brody King versus PJ Black and Lifeblood, Mark Haskins, Tracy Williams, and Bandido. How did they do, you may ask? PJ Black and Lifeblood defeated whatever they call themselves, Brain Dead Mysterios or whatever it is. Let's see. I don't think we need. Okay. How many human let's see. What are the NXT spoilers from Full Sail? We got them for you, and this is for Augusto and September. The Arc's 21st episode. The Undisputed Era comes out to start. And there's a lot of blah, 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 yakety schmackety. Damian Priest defeated Mansoor Al-Shehail. Mia Yim defeated Vanessa Bourne. Let's see. Killian Dane defeated Matt Riddle. Thank you very much. In the August 28th episode, Io Shirai, thank you, boys. Up a bit. Io Shirai defeated Cam Fields in a squash match. Dominik Dijovac defeated Keith Lee. NXT Women's Champion Shayna Baszler comes out, and before she can say anything, Rhea Ripley interrupts to a big pop, and she squares off with Shayna, takes a mic, and says she knows what Shayna's going to say. She's beating everyone down here. Rhea says, "You haven't beat me, bleep." Shayna and Rhea stare each other down. Thus, we bring you September 4th. Breezango defeats Chase Parker and Matt Martel. Bianca Belair defeats Tonya Conti. And Cole, the NXT champion Cole, retained over Jordan Miles. The September 11th episode, Johnny Gargano does his thing in the ring. So we go into the next match, which is the NXT North America champion, the Velveteen Dream, defeated Kona Reeves. Pete Dunne defeated Angel Garza. Cameron Grimes defeated Raul Mendoza. Shayna Baszler defeated Rhea Ripley by DQ in a non-title match. And Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish defeated the Street Profits, become the new NXT Tag Team Champions. Yahoo! And those are your NXT tapings. Take them for a brief assault. Remember, when we give you wrestling, hey, we'll even give you the results. Why? We may love the sport, but we also love the controversy. They're giving out spoilers. Yes, we are, and we're never going to stop until they tell us to.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep going and going and going and going. Let's see what we got. Okay, let's hit the trail of the dustiness with a little entertainment news. Very little, because we got about 10 minutes. As if, by the way, as if Funimation didn't have any further trouble, September 8th is coming up, and their TCPA may be bounced. There are published reports that on the heels of Disney buying the entertainment assets of 21st Century Fox, which is the movie and television production, 20th Century Fox, and a few other things not dealing with the broadcast side, comes a report that the newly reformed and reunited, and it feels so good, ViacomCBS may be eyeing the new parent company of Funimation, Sony. Though no one's confirming it, there have been whispers that there may be talks. The Japanese electronics firm has had a few little problems financial-wise, as a fly starts coming around me. And the entertainment division is the only quote-unquote salvation. But a lot of critics are saying, with ViacomCBS reforming, that their first eye is going to be on Sony's entertainment, which includes, of course, Columbia Pictures, Sony Pictures Television, and the animation portion, which also includes, that's right, Funimation. On the TV side, sci-fi, hey, you can forget about Krypton. That's right, sci-fi has said no more Krypton. Sci-fi has canceled Krypton, and its spin-off series Lobo is not moving forward either. So sci-fi literally losing its heart, as it were, as it tries to find its own identity. They, of course, canceled the highly critical and highly fun series called Happy. And now they cancel their only intelligent series, Krypton. The network has opted not to renew the Superman origin drama series, and the recent season, August 14th, was the series finale on the NBC Universal-owned cable network, with the Mothership series getting canceled. Sci-fi also won't be proceeding with the previously announced Lobo spinoff, which has also been in development. Deadline here, Krypton producer Warner Horizon Scripted Television is in conversations with other outlets exploring ways to continue the franchise based on DC characters elsewhere. Sibling DC Universe and the upcoming HBO Max streaming platform are considered the most logical options. Hey, I got another one. Your producers are Warner Horizon Scripted Television. Hey, here's an idea. The CW, TBS, TNT, your own owned media outlets. Past seasons of Krypton already run on DC Universe. Season 1 is currently streaming on DC Universe, with Season 2 coming in 2020. Another sci-fi news, largely fueled by its Superman pedigree, Krypton was a breakout for sci-fi. Well, the OA was canceled by Netflix after 2 seasons. So there you go. There's a little news. Krypton's ratings took a hit in Season 2, down about 50% and live in the same day, with a series that comes from outside studios. As was also the case with The Expanse, Sci-Fi had to rely solely on linear ratings to monetize the series, which is difficult for expensive shows like Krypton and Expanse, which command high license fees but whose viewers tend to watch content on digital platforms. For instance, Sci-Fi only has streaming rights to the 5 most recent episodes of Krypton. Following its cancellation by Sci-Fi, Expanse found a new home on Amazon, and that probably will bode well for Krypton. Let's see. As for Lobo, a deal was already set in place for Emmett J. Scanlon, who played the character Lobo in Krypton Season 2, to star in the project. DC comic fan favorite Lobo is indestructible deep space bounty hunter. Krypton executive producer Cameron Welch was set as executive producer writer on the spinoff. Ain't gonna happen. But now, apparently, Wynonna Earp will be producing a Season 4 for 2020 premiere on the Sci-Fi Network. What can we say? Sci-Fi has gone nuts since they decided to call themselves S-Y-F-Y. Sci-Fi. We do have some sad news, a little sad news. Kip Adada, who frequently appeared on The Tonight Show, passed away. He was 75 years old. He made a couple of little parody musicals that if you look on YouTube under Kip Adada, you'll find them and laugh or act confused. American Ninja Warriors hit the big league on Friday night with a success. They won Friday night against a sleepy August night filled with reruns and questionable bleh. Richard Williams passed away. He was the animator for Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He was 86. And Grizzly Knows Best star says USA reality series will be moving forward despite legal and family issues. What are these legal and family issues, you may ask? Not only are the parents under investigation for conspiracy, bank fraud, wire fraud, and conspiracy to defraud the United States, and tax evasion, believe it or not, their daughter is involved in a sex tape. Dun, dun, dun! That's right. Looks like the daughter, Lindsay, is in a little trouble since there's a little alleged sex tape reportedly involving Bachelor contestant Robbie Hayes and another Bachelor contestant. Well, after all that, they're going to still move on with an 8th season. The USA Network turning a blind eye to all this, and so Universal Cable. Good luck to all of us, then. A couple more items in the entertainment news before we say our au revoirs and everything else. Instinct, the CBS series, has been canceled. They will not pick up the drama series for a third season, instead giving the second season a bond to God. And finally, Mario Batali formally ends ties with the Italian marketplace Eataly. And let's see. And we'd like to send our sympathies and our respects to the family of Nancy Parker. The veteran WVUE news reporter and anchor was killed in a small plane crash this afternoon at Lakefront Airport in New Orleans. She was 53. We also want to give good luck to Patricia Heaton as she starts a new series on CBS. And there you go. That's it, Brain.
Found it.
We covered it all, folks. Okay, Gangaroodies, we...
Yeah,
say goodbye, and with 10, yep, we're going to end it. We'll see you from Mega XP. on Saturday night. Bye.
Send it.